Welcome back to Internet Voices Radio. Today's program, The Lillian Caldwell Show, is brought to you by Swimming Kangaroo Press. Fleeta is alone in a hostile world, abandoned by her mother, betrayed by her stepmother and her best friend, and sentenced to death. She is now trapped in the poisonous air outside the safe boundaries of the Protectorate. If the air doesn't kill her, the hideously deformed monsters that dwell outside will. Her only hope is to find the dreamer's way that will lead her to the Golden City and safety. But the monsters have already attacked and wrapped their deadly tendrils around her. Even if she knew the location of the dreamer's way, she has no way to get there. Or does she? Find out when you read The Dreamer's Way by Marie Atherton, available at www.swimmingkangaroo.com. And check out A Good Mystery, The Dead Detective by Lorraine Robbins. Dive into a good book at www.swimmingkangaroopress. Also, Dindy Robinson, owner and editor of Swimming Kangaroo, tells me that she's now accepting submissions for fiction. You can email her at dindy@swimmingkangaroo.com. Free Foundation is now accepting applications for 2006-2007. All artists are welcome to apply. The foundation was established to assist the artist who has talent but lacks the resources to market his or her work. Possible materials the foundation can provide: editing, demo CDs, portfolios, headshots. Connect with industry pros and leaders. Visit http://www.frezefoundation.org or drop Miko Morgan a note at miko@mikomorgan.com. And now, this afternoon, on Lillian Caldwell Show, she is interviewing Tammy Brady, who authored the book, The Complete Being, The Finding of the Real You. Good afternoon, Tammy. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So what compelled you to write a book about oneself, finding oneself?
Well, it kind of started out, I think, kind of for myself, basically. I was at a point in my life where I think I was doing pretty good. I had, you know, done all these things to make myself feel better and to learn about myself. And I wanted to figure out, you know, what was the fine-tuning things I had to do. And so I kind of started writing and realizing what kind of techniques I had used. And I ended up with this book, and I thought, geez, you know, there are other people that go through the same thing as I've just gone through. Maybe that could help them as well.
What age do you propose that people should read this, or it doesn't matter what age at all?
I think there are certain times in our life when we start looking within. I think once you're done high school, you're done college, that sort of thing, you start to look. But I think you really start looking at what kind of career am I going to do? How am I going to make my money? How am I going to be respectable? And so you kind of only touch on it. Then I think when you have children, you suddenly realize that you have to look a little deeper, because you have to teach all the skills to your children as well. And I think, so maybe, you know, there are women that in their 30s, their 40s, just having children now, who, you know, need to just brush up on their skills, that sort of thing. And then my mother tells me that once you hit menopause and once you retire, you suddenly go through a whole life change again, and you end up looking at yourself.
Do you provide any exercises or mental stimulations in order to get people into the feel of it?
Yes, actually, the book is separated into four parts, for the mental, the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical. And each part has its own set of exercises, depending on different things, goal setting, journaling.
Picks up your book, and they're more introspective than some of their peers. Would they be able to follow your book and use some of the exercises?
Oh, definitely, definitely. My older two daughters, they've read the book, and they get it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
They see that there are things that they can do for themselves, and the questions that they can ask themselves to really start to look at who they are and accept it and really love that person enough to let that person do whatever they really want to do.
And how has the people received your book in the public?
So far, it's been really overwhelming. I've had so many good book reviews. I, you know, wasn't really quite expecting that. And then I've had people email me and say, you know, this is really good. This is just what I need. I wouldn't tell anybody that, you know, off the street. But yeah, this is something that I read for myself. I don't, you know, go out and tell other people, hey, by the way, but it's for personal, I guess.
Now, when you wrote up your four sections to balance a person out, do they need to have all four connected or to use all four in order to really go deep down beneath the surface, or can they just maybe use two out of the four or three out of the four?
I think it's really up to the individual. I think sometimes, like with myself, in my own journey, I started with the mental. I went to school first. I went back to university after my children started school. And I really started working on that. And it was then once I was in school, I started taking spiritual classes, Buddhism and Taoism, Eastern religions that were a little bit different from what I had been brought up with. And they started making me question, you know, what do I believe, why, and that sort of thing. And then with that came the emotional. I realized that there were a lot of times I would put on a mask, pretending that, oh, yes, you know, I was strong and I was happy and I wasn't nervous and all of that sort of thing. And it really wasn't helping me. It's just bringing me down. And same with the physical at that point as well. I realized that, you know, I would be, you know, trim and exercise excessively and things like that. And it wasn't really about, you know, being a healthy body. It was about, you know, trying to live up to somebody else's standards.
Why do you think that so many people seem to go astray?
I think we want people to like us. You know, I think we want to be like other people, what we think other people are, so that everybody will go, oh, yeah, you know, you're a good person. But ultimately, I guess it's us that has to look at ourselves and go, yeah, you know, I got that, but, you know, I'm pretty good.
Where would people, do you have a website where people can go and take a look at your book?
Yes, you can go to my website at tcm/ca.com.
And where can people find your book?
You can find my book at Amazon, or you can find it at Loving Healing Press. That's the publisher.
Okay, and are you going on any book signings or tours, or have you any speaking engagements or workshops?
Not at the moment yet, no. I'm just kind of starting on that.
Ah, you're a newbie.
I'm a newbie, yes. I'm like, oh, no, there's so much to do in so little time.
Do you plan on writing another book in the same vein, or are you going to branch out and try something else?
The next book I'm writing, it's almost done, but, you know, editing and so forth, is actually a little more detailed. I'm looking at certain things that kind of hold us down, held me down. Things like too much dependence or too much independence. Things like a lack of self-confidence or overconfidence where you're, I'm great, you know, everything's fine. And it's not really. Things like that.
Do you believe that your book would also be a good opportunity for people who may be a little depressed or maybe have sort of lost their way a little bit and they're trying to find their way back onto the path?
Oh, for sure. I think we all get lost. And I think that it's a life process that you're always constantly, you know, having to remind yourself sometimes. You know, that, oh, yeah, you know, I'm doing good, and, you know, oh, geez, I better kick my butt right now because I'm not being as much as I can be. I'm not doing what I would like to do. I'm going, oh, well, I don't know if I can do that or not.
How difficult is it to get a nonfiction book published in Canada as compared to, say, the U.S.?
To tell you the truth, I kind of got lucky. When I wrote this book, I made it into an e-book, and I self-published it. And I basically within a month, Victor Volkman from Healing, Loving Healing Press contacted me. He had bought a book, and he said, you know, I'd really like to publish this in print. Do you have any idea, you know, would you like that? And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I said, you know, this is a good idea. And so I'm one of those lucky people that didn't have to really work for that.
So you considered it a plus then for self-publishing your book and putting it into an e-book form. You did not feel that it kept you from accomplishing your goal.
No. Well, that and I had met Victor through doing book reviews as well. I had reviewed several of his titles, and I guess he looked at my reviews. He said, okay, this girl can write, which got him to buy the book in the first, the e-book in the first place. And then he said, yeah, you know, this is something I can work with.
Do you have anything else to add that I have not brushed, have not touched on?
Just basically, try your best to be yourself as genuine as you can be, and people will love you just the way you are. You don't have to go and try to prove it, that you're wonderful, that you're everything.
Well, thank you very much, Tamley. I certainly enjoyed it and already reinforced everything that I taught my son and everything that I knew just from sitting in front of a mirror and talking to myself that way. I call it my self-mirror image therapy session, and it's always worked wonders for me. We have just heard Tammy Brady, who wrote a great book, nonfiction book, that she self-published and was picked up by a regular publisher. So folks who are out there and aspiring writers, please keep up in mind that you can, too can self-publish a book and put it into e-book form, and that gives people an idea of who you are and the kind of quality you can write, and there is a possibility that it will be picked up. So go look for The Complete Being, The Finding of the Real You by Tammy Brady. This part of the show was brought to you by WECAI organization, http://www.wecai.org. It's a World E-Commerce Network group for busy ladies. And Marge Tarrant, Knitting Just Isn't for Winter Anymore. Check out her site at http://www.funandcozyknits.com. She's open Monday through Friday and half day on Saturdays to 1 o'clock. Give her a call and tell her Lillian sent you, 866-353-8159, or drop her a line at funandcozyknits@comcast.net. If you want to hear this podcast or any other podcasts that we're recording today, please go over to http://internetvoicesradio.com, or if you want to listen to the April archives, please go over to the talk show host site with Internet Voices at http://passionateinternetvoices.com, and pick up where you have left off in May. I want to thank you very much for listening, and remember, we're on every single day. Our next show will be at 8 o'clock tonight when Lillian Caldwell interviews Jeffrey Rivera, a young Hispanic boy who started out homeless and now, again, another self-publisher. He sold over 8,000 copies to the Latino community, and Warner Brothers was so impressed that they picked up his book, and now he's not homeless anymore. Thank you very much, and we'll be back at 8 o'clock tonight, and keep listening.